Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Okay, you're just going to have to forgive me for this one, but the head of health, wellness, PE, and driver education, specialist for PE, health, wellness, and driver education for the Escambia County Public Schools is Dr. Charmaine Sutherland, so I picked, she drives me crazy. Dr. Sutherland, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you. So earlier in the week, in fact, on Sunday, I think it was Michelle Salzman, our state representative, had written an opinion piece in which she talked about her efforts and her desire to work on a law that would make driver's education more available, in fact, possibly mandatory for all high school students if they're trying to get a driver's license ahead of time. And, you know, we had a long conversation about this on Monday because I thought it was a very interesting proposal. I had inaccurately formed the picture that driver's ed was not happening or not happening very much in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and I have since learned that, of course, it is happening, and so I apologize for misunderstanding that. But that's why I wanted to have you on, because I want to really understand where driver's ed is at right now in Escambia County. So I have some questions, and the first one is, driver's ed is available to any high school student anywhere in the county, a little bit limited at Northview High. Is that right?
That's correct. We have it at all. We have six high schools, and they're all running each semester.
Okay.
Now, right now, we don't have Northview, but that's for now.
And is it paid for by the school district? Do they have to pay for it?
Yeah, so our school district pays for our cars. So we have 3 to 4 cars at each school. Our transportation and maintenance support that, and we also have the Dory Schlossberg Fund, and that's available in Florida, and that is to help promote safe driving. And what we do in Escambia County is we take an itinerant, and we have 2 itinerants that service the 6 schools to support driving on our ranges. And the way we get this money from the Dory Schlossberg Fund, every traffic citation, $5 of that goes to the Dory Schlossberg Fund.
Oh, interesting.
So
I didn't know that.
So that helps us to help our students.
Okay, so when you break the law driving, you're actually funding driver safety training in Florida. I never heard of that. It's fascinating to
me. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's kind of
but
a cool
really
program.
Don't do it, but hey, thank you if you do.
Yeah. And the courses that they take are, it's an elective, right? They're not required to take it, right?
Correct.
And it's
it's
during school time, like it's regular class period. It's not after school.
Right. I think we're very lucky in Escambia County. We do it during the school day, not only in class, but we also have the behind the wheel. I know several different districts in the county have different ways that they provide, but that's what we do during the school day, behind the wheel, and the class portion. And then we do have a summer school, and that's a very concentrated 14 days that we invite students who couldn't make it during the year to take the course then.
So the students who are going through this training, and I appreciate that there's the classroom portion and then also the behind the wheel. And, you know, my wife laughed at me when I went home and I said, did you know they don't do driver's ed anymore? And she's like, what do you mean they don't do driver's ed? You drive right past West Florida High School every day. You see the driver's ed out on the course. And I'm like, yeah. but I do want to.
You know what? It was a trend, and so not all schools, like when I was in high school, we all had to do it. But there was a trend, and it goes back and forth, ebbs and flows. But in Escambia, we are rolling. We are getting as many students as we can to be safer drivers and make better decisions on the road.
I do have a question about what exactly the training encompasses, because I want to make sure that I have a really clear picture and know how a mandate might affect driver training and whether they're getting the kind of training I would expect. When I was in school, you know, we had in the classroom, and then we had what in the late 80s was passed as a simulator, which was very terrible. But then we would get in the car and we drive around the parking lot kind of stuff. But then we did a lot of go out on the road, and you had the 2-brake car, and you had 4 kids and a teacher stuck in a car, and we would go drive around town. Now, of course, that wasn't the first thing we did, but eventually, and that's where we got most of our hours of practice before we would take our driver's test. I know Escambia County does classroom. I know you have driver on the course training. Do they also go out on the road and drive with a teacher?
We have driver ed ranges that are approved by DLAB, which is the people that approve us, and it's the Driver Education Licensing Assistance Program, and they certify our ranges. Now, we could go out on the road, but we also have everything that we need on our ranges.
But like on the range, you don't encounter other drivers and traffic and pedestrians and stuff like that. So what I hear you saying, I just want to make sure I understand, is they don't, the kids in driver's ed in Escambia don't actually go on the road during driver's ed, not normally. Is that right?
Not normally. Nope.
Okay.
No, not normally.
And see, to me, that was a big part of the learning process, is supervised driving on the road. And that's why I wanted to know, like, what would great driver's ed really look like? The other thing, and I have a bunch of other questions. We're talking to Dr. Charmaine Sutherland. She is the Escambia County Public School Specialist for PE, Health, Wellness, and Driver Education. By the way, thank you so much for joining me today. I just got a text in, and the text matches what I have also heard, and I want to find out from you what the status is. The text says, this all sounds good, but both of my sons were never able to get into a driver's ed class because they were either full or it was at the same time as a required class. It would have been helpful if it had been available after school. And my question to you is, I've looked at some of the data of how many kids actually get driver's ed, because it's not a requirement, obviously, for all kids to take it. And in Escambia County, my rough estimate is we generally have about 3,000 kids in each grade level. So if we take the 15 or 16-year-old, there's about 3,000 every year at that age. Out of that 3,000, or comparing that as your baseline, Escambia had 84 class-only students last year and 443 class and driving on the range kids last year, which is around 15% or so. In Santa Rosa, it's 234 class only. They don't even have ranges. In Okaloosa, it was 34 class only and 434 class in labs, so similar to Escambia County. So it sounds like only about 15% of our kids every year are getting driver's ed. Is that because we're short teachers? Are we short cars? Do they not opt for it? What's the constraint keeping more kids from getting driver's ed in practice?
Well, it's an elective. So in Escambia County, if they want it, we have plenty of teachers.
Oh, okay.
So we have a driver ed teacher at every high school that has driver education, you know, minus Northview. So their courses, for example, Washington has six classes, and they're pretty full. But if a student couldn't get in during the year, then they could take the summer school.
Right.
We offer two sessions of summer school this year. And, as far as I know, if they see that this course, a counselor, they see that this is really popular, they can add an additional class. So we've got the teachers. Now, other counties may not have the teachers,
okay,
but we do. And then we try to also recruit teachers to be prepared in case that teacher moves on, that we have someone in the wings. Also, because we have those itinerant teachers that go around to the schools, we have extra support. So we're fully ready to teach anyone who wants to learn more about being a safer driver and make better decisions on the road.
Just to make sure that my numbers aren't wrong, but that's about right, though, that only about 400 or 450, that's the vicinity across the district every year. Does that sound right to you?
We have about 1,200 each year that take our course.
Okay.
Now, when they come in, we offer for them to take the driving permit, which is the Class E knowledge test, and they could take it for free with us.
Oh, okay.
Instead of going to the DMV or the tax collector's office, they get three chances. If they're unable to get the permit, they're still in our classes. They still learn, but we can't put them behind the wheel until they get that permit.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
We get about 1,200 that are in our classes.
Okay. So somehow there's a discrepancy between the numbers I thought I had and the numbers you're telling me. But either way, that's still probably only roughly a third, maybe 40%. And as you say, it's not mandatory. It's an optional. You know, it's an elective. They may not take it. The sort of last question on this subject is, for me anyway, is if it does become mandatory, I know Escambia County has the ability to scale up because you do have itinerant teachers and you have teachers who are kind of on standby. I'm assuming that if it became mandatory and you had to double or triple your level of service, that would take some additional resources and additional cars and bodies. Am I right about that?
It would take, right. It would be more teachers. We're lucky, though, that we have something in place to help our teachers become driver education endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
But we have all the cars we need because we don't want to ever push the range to capacity. So we are set.
If there
is a mandatory driver ed, we are good. Other counties, they'd have to build it up. But for us, we're very, very lucky, you know, that our school system believes in it and that we have this in place.
Okay. Well, very good. It sounds like maybe range space could become a constraint if all of this kind of comes into play. And that's very interesting to me. And I think one thing I learned from this and that I hadn't known, I was curious about is there a reason why they don't do the on-street driving at speed with a teacher in the car? The reason I ask is because that seems like the best training that we ever got. You know, we prepared for that because it's hours in the car behind the wheel looking at real people and trees and stoplights and cops. And, you know, like that's where you really learn the most. Is there any particular reason we don't do that?
Well, we do a lot of practice with skills on the range. Mm-hmm. And there's an extra piece before you get the license that you have to go with your parents on the road. So that piece, you know, hopefully that parent is getting practice for that, for their son or daughter to be ready to go on the actual road. So that's in combination with our 63 hours.
Okay.
So I agree with you. It is advantageous. I took my behind the wheel, you know, on the DC Beltway.
Hmm. Wow.
And you lived to tell
the tale.
I know.
Well,
I know what you're saying.
Well, Dr. Charmaine Sutherland, last thing I just want to let you, is there anything else I didn't ask or anything you want to let parents or students know that I didn't ask you? Because I may have, you know, I asked all the questions I thought were important, but I want to make sure that I didn't miss something that you want to tell them.
You know, I just think it is such an opportunity for every person in our high schools to just come to this course. It's 4 months of having a professional help young drivers to make better decisions on the road. And if we would do that, our roads would be better. We would have less accidents.
Amen.
We'd be safer. And you know what? We'd all be happier. We'd have more defensive drivers. So I encourage everyone, take advantage of it. It's free. And you know, if you can't fit it in the school year, come to our summer programs. But also our summer programs, we do open it up to anyone who is a resident of Escambia, age 15 to 18, even if they're not in our school system.
Right. Okay.
So if you went to a private school and you wanted to take it in the summer, you can.
Very good.
And we do have a website that gives more information. But I appreciate the time to talk about this great program. And I do hope people take advantage of it. And, you know, Michelle Salzman was saying, it's important, and we do hope that, you know, other schools can offer it like we do.
Absolutely.
So, and
that's why
we're lucky that we have it.
And everything I've heard you say fits with her goal of the value of having this for students so that they become safer drivers, which protects
us
from them and protects them from us and from themselves. And, I mean, this is all to the good. So Dr. Charmaine Sutherland, she is the specialist for Escambia County Public Schools over PE, health, wellness, and driver education. Thank you for keeping our kids healthy, keeping them safe, and for talking with us this morning. I really appreciate the time, Dr. Sutherland.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.